Communities across the Aleutian Chain in coastal Alaska spent the night preparing for the impacts of a tsunami caused by an 8.9 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Japan. The earthquake hit just before 9 p.m. Alaska time, and by 11 p.m., tsunami warnings were in effect across the state's Pacific coastline. The tsunami first hit the Aleutian Islands of Attu and Shemya at around midnight, causing area waters to swell up to 5 feet. In Unalaska, the water level rose about 18 inches just after 2 in the morning. Sitka experienced small waves from 4 in the morning to 7 o'clock. So far, no injuries or damage have been reported in Alaska. In Unalaska, some residents packed their bags in preparation to move to higher ground, while others slept through the whole affair. Sonia Streetmatter says she spent most of the night listening for alerts and communicating with friends.
You know, at first we weren't very concerned, and then we started to kind of get a little bit nervous. I get the texts from public safety about the warnings and alerts and things like that. And so the first one wasn't very troubling. And then the second one, we were trying to go back to sleep. And, you know, the second one was, you know, a little bit more urgent. So we kind of got up at that point and, you know, we packed bags and, you know, kind of got the kids up and got them dressed and everything. And so we were pretty much on full alert at that point. We were up and out of bed and, you know, kind of getting ready to flee if we needed to flee.
While Unalaska's emergency sirens never sounded, city manager Chris Laddick says that an evacuation was a serious possibility at one point.
We were really close last night.
Throughout the day, the region remained under tsunami advisory. In a press conference, federal officials warned that the initial effects of a tsunami are not necessarily the most severe, and that emergency alerts should continue to be heeded, especially given the magnitude of this earthquake. David Applegate from the U.S. Geological Survey describes it as one of the strongest in recorded history.
When you're looking at a, you know, nearly magnitude 9 earthquake like this, we're talking about something that's, you know, roughly 1,000 times more energy released than a magnitude 7 like the one that devastated Port-au-Prince. And you're putting that into the water column, and it's transmitting at, of course, airline speeds as it moves across the entire Pacific Basin.
So far, the tsunami's greatest impact has been on the California coast. In Crescent City Harbor, damage was done to the docks, and one missing person is feared dead. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.